Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at the Canal Café Theatre.
This story was performed by
Sophie Carmichael.
So for the 3 years that I was studying for my drama degree, never once did I imagine that less than 2 months after graduation, I would be learning how to stick my fingers down a penguin's throat, or how to separate frozen sardines from one another so that they would be suitable for seabird consumption. But there I was, at the South African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds in Cape Town, in an area called Table View, which is right next to this beach called Blauberg Beach, where you take all the photographs of the mountain and you can see all the light and the shade and the colours changing every day. And I would have the mountain there as I walked to work. So at Sankob, there were lots and lots of penguins and other seabirds. I'll give you an idea of a couple of them. There was one called Nemo who had one flipper, and he used to get stuck against the side of the pool, sort of trying to swim away like that, but he couldn't. So he had to go in and steer him away. I know, it was really cute. And there was one called Fluffy, who ironically had no feathers, so we had to dress him in baby's clothes. There was another one called... True story. There was another one called Forrest, who was brain damaged. He used to run along after everybody. Those are just a few examples for you. So one morning I went into work and I just had 2 days off, and I'd been stuffing my face with sushi and sunbathing and skydiving and a few other things. And I went in and there was a sort of atmosphere of real excitement and intrigue. And the night before, a member of the public had called the centre to say, oh, there's a penguin on the beach and it's possibly injured. Couldn't someone come and collect it and bring it into the centre? And it's kind of distressing, but not really unusual. It happened a lot. It wasn't unusual until the handlers arrived and they found that the penguin on the beach was not, in fact, one of the small African jackass penguins. It was, in fact, a king penguin who'd been smuggled from the Arctic Circle on a boat and then thrown overboard as the ship passed through the Cape, presumably the crew being afraid that they would be arrested, having an illegal immigrant, I suppose, on board. So the handlers went down and they collected him and they brought him in. And there he was, King. We called him King because that sort of seemed appropriate. He was probably about 4'4", 4'8"-ish between the two. He had a really long beak. It seemed about the same size as him. And it was yellow and red and orange and black and white. I've never really seen colours like that. And his eyes were really bright and they looked like glass. He could obviously see, but it didn't really feel like he could. So there he was, surrounded by all these midgety things compared to him, running around him. He'd had to stand in the shade because it was obviously way too hot for him. And every day we'd hose him down with freezing cold water, probably every 15, 20 minutes because it was so hot. It was getting to be towards summer at this point in South Africa. I actually got my hand on the news when I was hosing him down. It's just another little story. Not important. So journalists came and went, and the vet was asked to give her comments, and we tried to get in the back of the camera. I just managed to get my hand in though, and there were arrangements made for King to be sent to an aquarium in Chicago. And every day he looked at, you know, his what do you call them? I don't even know. Flippers or wings used to get a little bit closer to his neck, and his head hung a little lower and his eyes didn't seem as bright. He seemed like he's having a bit of a hard time. So he was there probably about 3 or 4 days when I was. I was coming to the end of my time working there. And so it was time for me to go home. And I felt like I was leaving a country that I thought, and I still really feel like is my real home. And leaving behind unfinished business, like you work with these penguins for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then you just, that's it, you leave them. You don't really ever know what happens to them, whether they get released or what. So I've been in London about 10 days and I was getting used to the grey autumn light and running up horrendous phone bills to South African numbers. When we got myself and the other British volunteers who'd been there, got an email about King, and it kind of said, "Dear all, it's never pleasant to be the bearer of bad news, but we thought you'd like to know. Having been due to travel to Chicago in 3 days' time, King passed away last night, having suffered liver failure, and we think being out of his natural habitat and away from family is part of the reason for this." So we weren't really sure how to react. I called one of the other volunteers and we said, "Oh, have you heard the news?" "Yeah, yeah." "Okay, see ya." "Yeah, okay." And then you kind of want to mourn with the people around you. "Oh, this penguin that I was working with has just died. Isn't that terrible?" People kind of said, "Yeah, yeah."
Spark London is proud to announce
its first ever album,
featuring some of our favourite storytellers
with brand new stories.
To order your copy, go to sparklondon.com.
And thanks for listening.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.